Now, of course, we Brits like to think we have an inherent sense of fair play and of doing the right thing, particularly by the underdog. So this episode explores this in a pop context, because right at the heart of the Thatcher years, when greed was supposed to be good and everyone was on the making out for themselves, an ex-punk singer watched TV and, appalled to see a human tragedy unfolding on the other side of the world, decided to rope in the pop glitterati to do something about it. Within a week of release, that single had sold a million copies, was number one for 5 weeks, and can in some ways be seen as the beginning of a kind of charity rock notion. I know that the Concert for Bangladesh by George Harrison predated it, but after Live Aid, the sense that celebrities were not just an adjunct to the caring process, but were at the very heart of it, so that we'd go to Bono and Madonna first rather than the Minister for Overseas Development, is a notion that really did take hold post-Live Aid. And, of course, you could argue cynically it's the start of our modern cult of celebrity. And, of course, you could say even more cynically that the huge global audience was a draw as well. It was incredibly good for status quo, for Queen, and for you too. But it also proved that the British people were, and still are, a charitable lot.